An excerpt from part one, beginning. Naz watched the two boys as they continued to approach. They were a block away. Why would they be here in this section today, so early in the morning, he wondered. If they were new to this section and on their way to Union High School, which was a half mile away, they should have been long gone by now. He had seen them only 20 minutes ago, two blocks away. Why were they still here? Something was wrong. It didn't feel right. Am continued, I think they call it, Naz interrupted. Let's cross here. He began to nudge Ham. Ham nudged back and said, like I was saying, I think they call it lucid dreaming. Enough about dreams. Let's cross here, Naz repeated. Why, Lincoln's on this side. I know, but... He didn't know what else to say to get Ham to cross. But something was definitely wrong. He could somehow sense the emergence of danger. He could feel it. And he knew now he wasn't going to be able to get Ham to cross. Ham was no coward. He had never seen it for himself, but he had heard from others in Section 31 that Ham was good in a fight. And he had the scars, including a nasty one under his right eye, to prove that he had been in wars. Naz had never been in a fight. At least, not one that he could remember. Ham now noticed the two boys in front of them and caught on. Only he had a different reaction.
Cross for them? This is our section. We ain't going nowhere.
Ham's whole attitude and body language changed, and instead of slowing, he sped up a bit. It was a side of him that Naz had only heard about but never seen.
What are you going to do? Naz asked nervously. Nothing. We're just on our way to school. Talking about dreams is all right.
Ham replied as the boys got within a half block of each other.
Have you ever had a lucid dream?
He asked Naz as he reached in his back pocket slowly.
A what?
Naz asked, confused. Ham continued the conversation as if nothing had changed.
A lucid dream, you know, when you actually know you're dreaming.
Out of the corner of his eye, Naz saw Ham pull a black object out of his back pocket and hold it behind his back. Naz and Ham were now about 50 feet from the two boys. They were even bigger and possibly older than Naz first thought. But that didn't seem to bother Ham.
I don't think I ever had that dream before.
Naz struggled to speak, not even knowing what he was saying. When the boys were within 30 feet of each other, Ham said something in Spanish, something that came out very fast, but Naz didn't understand. His hope that it was a peaceful greeting faded when out of the corner of his eye, he saw the reflection of a shining blade, a blade that was coming out of the black object Ham was concealing behind his back. The boy in front of Ham said something back in Spanish, again words Naz couldn't understand. Then, as if on cue, like something out of a western, they all stopped about 15 feet from each other. The two strange boys and Ham were smiling at one another, and Naz hoped that it was because they knew each other, but... He was soon sure that wasn't the case, especially when the boy in front of him, who also had his hand behind his back, started in. He began to taunt Naz and started moving slowly to Naz's side. He was laughing and speaking in Spanish. Naz was confused. He didn't have a whole lot of money. He didn't understand what this was all about. Naz said, "No hablo español." It was something he remembered Ham teaching him, but the boy just laughed. The boy was obviously trying to angle around and get behind Naz, but with the boy's every move, Naz turned to keep facing him. Suddenly, Ham and the boy facing him pulled the knives and stood in what looked like some sort of attack position. They were still smiling and still making verbal exchanges in Spanish. That's when it happened. Naz hadn't heard the voices in almost 2 months, and now they were back.